back row now. Obviously, you know, the usual, you know, Tiggy's there. He's got a bit of, you know, fair, you know, when we were kids coming through, Tiggy wasn't really in. To be fair, you know, what he's done, really, he hasn't changed who he is, you know, to us anyhow. I don't, and we ask you to come in and shake hands, how you do, you don't drink, mate, and, you know, have a few beers in here or over the pub or whatever. You know, John Gadry, I think probably Gadry's one of the best players I've probably ever played with, really. I played against him, the Cheltenham, when a young kid, like, and he frightened the death out of me. Absolutely smashed me in. And he's just like, you know, and he was focused, full on, and playing with him. Just, you know, I was lucky enough to play with him, and, you know, for the first team. And then I've played a couple of charity games with him over the years since, like, you know. Yeah. And just an unassuming bloke. But even that, you know, I'm 45, Gary's probably 5 years older, maybe older than me. And he was, 3 or 4 years ago, just the engine on him, and a will to win, get to a breakdown. I'm thinking, you're 50, Gary, he's running around. He's, and some kid sort of gives him a clout, and he's no word about it. You're banging back, like, you know, he's a hard, hard man. You know, and he, you know, look, I see you, Sam Masters, around that time, you know, Sam was
formidable.
I was a champion, Sam, when I was a kid, you know, he was champion when I was 16, 17, and, you know, playing out here against Gloucester and Sam. Just, you know, you look at him, lovely, lovely bloke, but you wouldn't want to be, you know, Halloween competition, he went out his day, wouldn't he? Always had a cut, always had a bruise.
Yeah.
Put his head in, he'd get kicked. Good player. Yeah, well, Ian Smith. Yeah, with Smiles, again, before his time, probably. Smiles. I was a Lincoln 7. Stan, he's here now. He's, you know, Stan's, he's God, you know, godfather to my daughter, Stan. Stan was probably not a little bit late, but we was him and Smars and what have you. But he was, when Hilly was coach, Stan was Hilly's sort of 7. He was there. Mm-hmm. Andy Robinson in the face.
Yeah.
Upset people, getting the wrong side, and Hilly loved him, to be fair. Yeah, good players, you know, honest as days long, Stan. You got Dev's obviously been about Rome, Glanners, you know. You just give them a quarter, any of them, really. If you're in trouble, they'd be with you. And you know they're up for the game 120%, you know.
Okay, then name three for your back row.
Three for your back row.
You've named so many.
Yeah, I'd have a...
Come on.
I'd probably have... I'd have probably T.E.A.,
yeah.
Gaddy, and... I'd probably maybe Stan or Smiles. I'd put Nathan Carter, you know. Nathan's, he came in, he tried so many times to play for Gloucester and the trial system, and he'd train, you know, he'd not play, go back to the league, and then he'd come back, and then again, really, he'd come, at least in summer. He's in the first team fixture full time. You know, went to Worcester after to play for England Counties. But again, you know, Dog by name, was his nickname, Dog by Nature. Yeah. He was everywhere, and he just cherished, like most of us cherished, put that shirt on, you know, play for his hometown club, really. So
yeah,
you know, and then, you know, the back row, second row, obviously Simsy's there and thereabouts. You know, the early days, Brainer was he was there. You know, good player, Brainer. And some really, like, you know, Gloucester players were his, Nigel Scrivens, like, you know. A typical number four. You know, all I'm here to do is push, clear rooks, line it. A lot of players they want to be involved in a ball play now, don't they? And they want to add to the ball. Yeah. Scrivs, I don't know, he cleared that ruck, or let 9 and 10 look after it in the back row and that. And sometimes you need that as a player, really. One thing seems he was an athlete, like, you know, even though he smokes, and I think he's packed in there, but bit of a smoker, but so you're 6'7" and an athlete. I think he's probably same age as Johnson. I think he was ahead of Johnson at school level or whatever.
Yeah.
Obviously, Johnson knuckled down and very, very strong character. And Simsy sort of tagged along, really, played all the age group. I was glad that, you know, Simsy got his cap in South Africa and New Zealand, whatever, and that ill-fated trip. But it's good to see him to get that, you know. And you know, people like Pete Miles playing the second row with a Bath, and coming, you know, Ryan has always went for, you know, cameras or whatever, and done a good job. And you know, Milo, when he wanted to play, played well, you know. Good, so, you know, it's a good second row, isn't it? You know, even when I first started, a guy called Craig Guest was a great big, very big man of a Guesty, like, you know, he put about, he was a doctor at the, in Hospital United, and that, and good players, like, you know. And you know, Dev's played in the second row for a bit, and he, Westy, and 6'11" or whatever he was, and
yeah, he was enormous, wasn't he?
Oh, massive, yeah, he's big
didn't
man.
Didn't need to get off the ground.
Well, that's the problem with Westy, really. Didn't have to, did he?
Lift him,
yeah. You know, I went to South Africa that trip, he was absolutely awesome, massive man. And you know, it's fair play, he got his captaining in World Cup. And, I know Sims, he was a he wasn't happy with that one, because I think he were, Jack Rowe was rowing between Sims and Westy. I think Sims had a good game here one Saturday and got the nod, like, you know. So but yeah, you know, front row is, you know, as I said, you know, Dino, Bob Phillips, you know, good friend of mine, you know. Pask was there when I first started. Rich Pascoe, you know, underestimated prop when I was here, you know, quite intelligent for a prop bank manager or something, and not your normal prop. And he, you know, Pete Jones on the one side, Happy Martin played a few games, you know, because you know, Dave Kersey, he came through, played a bit. When we come chatting, I, you know, played with chatting with Dave. Then, you know, Johnny Walker was again underestimated, really. You know, I think you've got to be certain characters to play hooker, and he fits that criteria. Johnny, he's a bit nuts, like, you know, when he wants to be. You know, obviously Kev, another friend of mine, know him, you know, very well. He played, you know, went to Wasp, come back. You know, and then, you know, with your professional voice, you know, Neil McCarthy sort of come in, you know, chief from Bath, really. And you know, I think, I don't know if you've ever got a cap, but he sat on the bench a few times, didn't he?
Oh,
he got a cap. He got a cap, yeah. So, you know, he keep coming, he just changed. You know, things, you know, they'd be on the pitch before, banging 100 balls against the post, or, you know, say Ian Sanders, they'd be eight passing the ball 150 times or something. It was so we did, but a lot of it, you had a bit of peer pressure, now come on, get in, like, you know, and you know, Toffee step, do the kicking, that sort of thing. You know, that's those, you know, the front row boys, you know, Neil coming, just changed the dynamics of a little bit. But yeah, I mean, you could go on and on about players, couldn't you? Yeah.
Who would captain that side then? I mean, you've got to choose from Mike Hamlin, Ian Smith, Andy Deacon, Dave Sims.
I'll be honest with you, I'd probably pick Stan, Andy Stanley. He's probably the best
because
captain.
Because, of course, he captained you quite a bit.
Yeah, obviously, United, yeah. I just thought he was.
Good him, very nice.
Yeah, Sims, he was in a shape. But Stan was just a massive influence on. Everybody looked up to Stan, like, you know. You know, Stan was the man, really. And, you know, very, very softly spoken, really, Stan. But got his, you know, obviously very good understanding of the game, and doesn't matter if he was playing on a Wednesday night in Charlton Stroud, or, you know, a Wednesday night Bath, 15,000-16,000 people out here, still meant the same to him. And just the rallying call, like, you know, come on. All good captains in their time, but what probably stands out is Stan. He was good motivator. And all you need from a captain is that you respect him, and if he tells you to go running that into that wall, you'd run without a shadow of doubt, like, yeah.
Right. So it's Andrew Stanley for captain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.